response.
Is your business struggling to be seen, not reaching the right customers?
Yeah.
Odyssey's here to help. Your one-stop shop for digital marketing.
Wait, really?
With targeted digital media, plus SEO, SEM, social, OTT, and more, we help your business reach the right audience and drive results.
Whoa, hey, one at a time.
Stop missing out on valuable customers. Visit digitallocalads.com to learn more about our local advertising solutions. That's digitallocalads.com.
Okay, people, line starts here.
And welcome to a Friday morning. Steak Shapiro and Rusty Manziel. Thrilled to be with you. Awesome to be back in studio as we were yesterday. Thanks to everybody this week working alongside Drew Butler and Smoking Joe Patrick and Abe. And now we got, I can say it. We got the cleanup hitter, the big dog. We got the guy in the home run derby.
This church league softball?
You're playing first base and batting fourth.
I would do that on church league softball. Well, back in the day, it was men's league. I was about seventh, and I had to rotate in and out on first.
Because that's how many boppers?
Yes. Athletes. I had former minor league baseball players.
I was going to say, I would think in the heart of the South, 30, 40-year-old guys that are playing softball now must be able to hit the living crap out.
Well, the bats are crazy. The pitchers pitch behind nets and stuff.
Yeah, you have to.
We could have a whole show on softball in the 90s and how many people played it. I'll never forget this conversation. I had a Worth sports rep come up to me in about 1999, and he said, men's softball is dying. And I said, what are you talking about, dude? There's no way. He goes, we control that by the number of softballs sold nationwide. And he goes, it's down a lot. And I'm telling you, 5 years later, it was almost dead.
Really?
Yeah. You know why? Because kids grew up playing video games.
Right.
And those are the 20-year-olds. You know, it wasn't like when I was 20 years old, we all got $20 in and went and played tournaments on the weekends.
Me and my crew, the 10 of us,
yeah,
we were called the Schnicks.
Yeah, man.
And every one of us after college, two nights a week, and then we'd all go support the local tavern every we loved it. We played 8 straight seasons. But Softball Country Club was known everywhere, right?
I went to Softball Country Club the first time and I realized you could sit there and drink beer and watch
like
games.
Like Decatur / Emory area, right?
Unbelievable.
Yeah, Softball Country Club was amazing.
Everybody in the South would drive over here to play that. But so Rome built a complex. We built 7 fields. Then we became a tournament regular.
Is that still there?
Yeah, now they just turfed it.
Right.
So they do
use sports. I was pitching fast pitch, windmill, fast pitch.
Yeah.
And I wasn't – I mean, I could get it over, but I was scared to death. You have to be fully geared up.
Yes. Yeah, because these bats are stupid. Dude. But the 25-year-olds aren't playing
anymore. You know our buddy at Miller Brothers, Jonah, the big guy when you walk in there?
Yeah, I'm going to Miller Brothers today.
Okay.
Yeah.
He took one 2 years ago.
Yep.
He's a pitcher.
Yep.
Hospitalized, right back up the box, no face mask, no helmet. I mean, he wasn't that good looking to begin with. Let me tell you something, you know, that poor guy afterwards. So now everybody has to have all that stuff.
I'm getting a text. Right. I just got 2 text messages right now. Just there, 2 people that played. Look, I'll show you my phone.
Yeah.
Those are people that, look, 2 different players.
They played what?
They played softball in Rome.
Yeah.
And these guys, and it was so big back in the day, we could take calls for the next 2 hours of 45 to 55-year-old men that would spend their weekends at Country Club or Al Bishop Complex or up at Lanier Point Games or come to Rome.
That's before senior baseball was getting as big, because then a lot of guys, 30s and 40s, like, oh, I can actually still play baseball because that wasn't an option.
Yeah.
That's down a little bit, too, senior baseball. Listen, pickleball's taking everybody into another sport also, and now this padel is a big deal now, and Alta, and you just talk about the whole region.
I learned how to sell sponsorships. We would get in cars, and we would go to restaurants around Rome and say, we will put you on our travel T-shirt if you give us $100. You know what we were? We were Rome merchants.
The Rome
Buffaloes. Hooters.
We were Union Station. The deal was put it on the uniform before the patch. We'll wear your uniform, and we promise to drink.
Yep.
You're going to make this up 10 times over.
Oh.
You'll be the only bar we go to after the game.
Dude.
And like, how much is it going to cost us? Cost us $800 for the uniforms. We'll probably drink that the first night.
Let me tell you something. We had a rule. We had no drinking during the tournament. But when it was over with, you didn't want to lock up with us.
Yeah. Hey, how busy a week has this been, Corky Kell, for you later today?
This is one of the – I got 2 games tonight. So I woke up this morning around 4:10, and I thought, you know what? Tonight at 9 o'clock, the entire state will be watching that game. It's 2 top 5 teams in the state.
You're doing the game?
Rome and Creekside. two grown ass men. Is that wrong?
Oh, wow. Yeah. Good for you around the corner.
Yeah, I turn right back around, go right to Mercedes-Benz in the morning. I was thinking about this. We will get done tonight around 1:08, probably 12:30. Our TV crew, which is 25 employees.
Well, tell everybody what you're going to be on, what station.
We'll be on Peachtree Sports Network tonight.
Yep.
And then tomorrow, 929 The Game, we'll have the games on radio. If you're out and about, you get a chance to watch it. Atlanta News First, we'll have the games on 46 all day tomorrow.
Yeah, those of you who aren't familiar, Atlanta News First
independent
is no
now.
More doing CBS, so they got all the programming
control
opportunities in the world.
And they are going deep.
Yeah.
They're going deep in sports now. And there's other announcements coming.
So you'll be on WANF tomorrow.
Tomorrow I'm doing McEachern and Walton at 4 o'clock for Mercedes-Benz. And tomorrow night I'm doing Douglas County against North Gwinnett. And those are four great programs.
Yeah, that's a lot of good prep for you.
10 a.m. tomorrow morning right here on 92.9 The Game. Dunwoody versus St. Pius. Oh, yours
nice.
Truly on the call.
Nice,
my man.
Buddy.
You going to be at the Benz?
Oh, yeah. First game. So
the next game is Brookwood.
Up until tomorrow morning, the biggest or the nicest radio booth that I've called play-by-play in is actually Rome Emperors now. It's Rome Braves. I did the 4A state championship, Allatoona and somebody a few years ago. Tomorrow morning, I'm calling a game.
Dunwoody
and St. Pius.
Dunwoody, St.
So
Pius. 10 o'clock kick.
So there was There was a team that dropped, and I'm not going to bring that up. The team that dropped this year. And when people found out there was a spot open to play in Mercedes-Benz, you want to talk about people fighting to go?
Yeah.
And shout out to Dunwoody for getting their kids in that building, St. Pius as well. Tomorrow morning at 10 a.m., those kids are going to have a lifetime on
that's
TV.
That's so cool.
Yeah,
that's
man.
So cool. And radio.
And radio.
Hey,
baby.
Who are you doing the game with, Bo?
Dom Taroski is going to be my color man.
Nice.
Right by my side.
And last night I heard our crew doing the game driving around.
Yeah, Eric Slaughter was on the call last night, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, and Day-Day.
Yep.
Hey, so
Eric and Day-Day last night.
We got some conflict of interest. I'm doing the game on TV tomorrow, but our man, seven-time Heisman runner-up Mike Johnson, is doing the game on 929 McEachern and Walton. So
it's amazing when you think about this region and all the stations, radio and television, that are doing high school over the next few days. And it's really beautiful because that nonsense week zero is next week for college. So really high school is going to own for a couple of weeks.
Yeah.
Then we get week one of college.
So ESPN has they have seven games next week.
High school?
Yes.
Yeah.
Nationally televised.
As it should be. And then you get into college owns one week into the year.
Correct.
And it's the weekend to own because it's Texas, Ohio State, and it's
3 days.
LSU, Clemson,
Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and
Notre
Sunday,
Dame, Miami.
Monday.
And then Thursday we get opening night
NFL.
For the NFL,
yep.
And then we're off and running with everything. But this is high school the next 10 days. And last night, listen, the whole country is fascinated by that Buford stadium. They're fascinated by Buford in general. They've never seen anything like that town. So forget about, the social media we see of Buford. If you're living in New Jersey, ESPN is rolling all kinds of social media about Buford.
Think about it. Think about if you're just a normal high school player and you're playing in Iowa and you got your pads this week and you flip on, you go, what in the
You can't
hell?
Even believe it.
You should see on the social media their cheerleader locker room.
No, I saw it. Yeah.
Unbelievable, man.
Well, there's obviously the 15 suites, the cheerleader dressing room,
That was crazy. I mean, the lighting. I mean, I'm a girl dad.
Yeah.
I understand what that means to those young
ladies. I promise
ladies.
You, my daughter's dancing for Tulane, and their opening week is I'm going to see it. They're playing Northwestern. She'll be on the field. Yesterday she was part of the freshman orientation, and she's never done that. She's been dancing, modern dance, ballet, all that stuff.
Yeah.
But I promise you, Division I school vying for a bowl game. They don't have what Buford has in terms of those girls.
That's awesome.
And in terms of the
and they got a little league field behind.
I know, right behind it.
Unbelievable.
In the end zone at Buford is a mini field, so the kids
paper cup football.
So they know
they got their own field.
They can be running around during the games.
It's got the B in the middle.
Yeah,
which is crazy. Well done, man. I know people got a lot of opinions.
Well, I give credit to IJ Rosenberg,
yes.
to all the folks at WANF, to Georgia Public Broadcasting, to all the folks that understand where we live, this stuff matters. As they say in the SEC, it just means more.
The exposure on athletes in the state of Georgia because of two major networks covering high school football is incredible.
Yeah.
Incredible.
It's great stuff and memories of a lifetime for all these families that are going to have, you know, recordings and broadcasts of their kids on radio and television. Is that the first game tomorrow, Bo? You're right out of the gate?
Yeah, first game, 10 a.m. kick.
All second game is Brookwood and Houston County. It's a Georgia commit coming up from Houston County. And great games all day, but I will say this. The North Gwinnett, Douglas County, I went and saw Douglas County last week. They scrimmaged Rome. They line up, quarterback's going to Utah, wide receiver's going to Florida State, other wide receiver's going to Texas A&M, defensive end's going to Texas A&M, safety's got 40 offers. They're 6'8", 320-pound
left tackle. What school is that?
This is Douglas County. Johnny White and those guys. You wait till you see them on TV Saturday night. People are going to be like, is that Notre Dame or is that Douglas County?
All right, let's do a 9 at 9. A lot to get to today for sure. Let's talk about the Braves and the misery they're putting the Mets through. That was, Bo, if things were different, that would be one of those games in August, tight pennant race, clutch hitting, Bryce Elder steps up, Michael Harris is on a heater. It's like being at the blackjack table and the dealer's showing a 20 and you keep pulling sevens and sixes to get 21.
Six cards to 21.
Yeah, six cards. Dude, he is Ozzie Albies again last night. 4-3, efficient win. Listen.
Unfortunately, though. We're just
you can't survive the pitching malaise and the injuries. And you also can't survive the way that Ozzie Albies and Michael Harris started the year and a lot of those guys.
Extreme highs and extreme lows.
Extreme. But the Mets have now lost, is it 14 to 16?
The Mets and the Yankees are not on a great seat.
They're on a free fall.
Grant McCauley had a great stat this morning. Only the Brewers have scored more runs than the Braves since the All-Star break. It kind of tells you what they've done, because the pitching obviously is not there consistently, but hitting is doing well right now. Michael Harris, I said in this seat, I think it was 3 weeks ago, Bo, and Mark Zeno said, get rid of Michael Harris. I've seen enough. We've got a year sample size. It's the same thing.
That's when you let outsiders talk about Braves baseball. That's what you get.
That's right.
He just called Zeno an outsider.
Let me tell you something.
He's an outsider.
Let me tell you something. Bo put the brakes on that from that seat.
Did he?
Oh, yeah.
Michael Harris is
it's ridiculous, man. We can't. This is baseball. 162 games. Zeno is a huge baseball fan. I expect better out of him.
Yeah. Well, it was early.
They'll be in Cleveland.
It was early. His shirt was too big. If he needed a medium to get the blood pumping right, he couldn't think right.
They'll be in Cleveland over the weekend. It's Players Weekend. They'll have a lot of fun with the uniforms and everything.
That's
they're having fun.
Stadium.
If you watched them last night, they are just going to have much fun.
Yeah.
They love
pressure's off.
Oh man, you see them after?
Let me tell you something.
How fired up they were.
Those wives were booking Cancun in early October.
Yeah, no doubt. Hey, a couple of quick notes. Falcons preseason, obviously tonight at Mercedes-Benz.
Titans.
Yeah, Tennessee Titans. When we come back after the break, I'll mention a little bit more on the Falcons. Also, what else you need to know? We told you about the high school football situation. Georgia Tech, a lot of hype around the Jackets. A little overhyped this morning. I think the whole morning shift decided that Tech's winning 10 games or more.
They were getting like yellow jacket tattoos.
Yeah, they're getting a little carried away.
They were going to get tattoos as soon as they're with.
I can tell you this. I've been working with Rusty for many, many years. If there's 2 hours that he would have loved more than anything else, I know what it was.
My softball buddies are wearing me out. Like, they're pumped.
Well, I'm going to tell you when we come back what you missed this week, why you should have been with me earlier. We'll talk about that. Rusty Rocks, buy or sell, a full Friday show, the fastest 2 hours in radio. Sports Radio 929 The Game. Hey, it's 9:23 on a Friday morning in the great city of Atlanta. Get on social media and follow us on all our socials, Twitter, Instagram. Let everybody know where they can find all your stuff, Mr. Rusty.
I just put something up on X.
On Twitter.
I call it Twitter. Okay. We'll go with that.
You got it on X.
Yeah. Rusty Mansell _.
And on Instagram?
I put it on Twitter. If you played at Softball Country Club, what was the name of your team? And we could take 100 calls. Won't do that. Got a lot of reaction about the game last night. And
which one? Buford Milton?
Buford Milton. A lot of people said it was unbelievable seeing that stadium. Had a guy reach out to me from Ohio. Also had a guy reach out to me from Ohio. One of our listeners said it. In Columbus, Ohio, there is a complex that has 31 softball fields. Most, if not all, are turfed. I think it's the largest facility in the mid. 31 fields. That has to be all used.
So
that has to be lacrosse. Because, like, Lake Point up there, they multi-use that. I mean, there's baseball, soccer,
lacrosse, soccer, and softball.
But if you got 31 freaking
– Well, for softball? Yeah, listen. The reality is, what did we say? 20-year-olds now. So everybody, when we all graduated and moved back home, everybody had their own team. Yep. It was the north side of town, the south side of town, the guys we liked in high school.
If you came home in the summer, the guys you're like, hey, we're playing Saturday.
Yeah.
Get your glove.
Oh, you'd get in tournaments.
Yeah, you get a tournament. Yeah.
So we just played a whole season for all these kids that we grew up with. Some guys had been there. Oh, that team's been around for 20 years. A bunch of 40-year-olds that hated us, 20-year-olds.
Wear you out.
Oh, yeah. They hated.
Wear you out.
But that's not the case. Like, e-gaming is part of.
It's a different world, man. The getting off at 5 o'clock for your little summer job and going to knock down some and playing that 7 o'clock game with your boys.
When it would start raining at 3:15, we look forward to those Tuesday, Thursday night games.
You'd be so pissed.
Especially on Thursday because it was the greatest. You show up at 5:30 for warm-ups, games at 6:15, games over at 8:15. You go to Union Square, which is our local bar.
Oh, yeah.
Big Thursday night out. You call the little honeys. You say, we're going to be there in our uniforms. Oh, you go out in the unis, right?
Blue push-ups in the parking lot?
Yeah.
Oh, dude, it was on.
It's a different deal, man. And when it would start raining at 3:15, you get so depressed. Please, man. Please, we can get this in. You go to the field. The umpire's like, no, I don't think so. It's like, no.
Dude.
No. This is all I have.
Let me tell you something.
What did he say, an officer and gentleman, when he's Lou Gossett Jr.? It's like... I got nowhere else to go. I got nowhere else to go. Like, that's our night. We all had jobs. Most of that jobs we hated,
yes,
right?
Yes.
I think I was working at Staples as a telemarketer.
Oh, dude.
Another guy was, you know, working at the lowest level, just getting abused at some accounting firm. Like, we're in our early 20s in awful jobs that made us miserable, and that's what we had, Tuesday and Thursday night softball. And
I got 100 texts going on right now, but I got to give a shout out to my guy Marty Baker, man, one of the best athletes. Played at South Carolina football. He played for Dynamite Video. They were good.
Dynamite Video Store?
Yes, it was in Adairsville.
Yeah.
And listen, Marty, I've told him the story. He broke my heart. I was about a seventh grader, and they beat us in the playoffs. I watched my high school team. Hell of an athlete. Good dude. Took care of me. I mean, my phone. I can tell you right now. I got 20 texts.
Did you play softball growing up? Oh, in the 20s?
Oh, 100%. I played all the way through my 20s and 30s. I would be playing right now if I wasn't coaching my
daughter's but that's
team.
The thing. Like, back then, like, even if you're in college, you played in the local leagues. You know what I mean? But nowadays, it's unfortunately not what it was, but, you know.
Yeah, we had 790 The Zone. One of the first major promotions.
Softball Country Club. What a great one, dude.
Was a radio celebrity numerous team. So 99X had a team.
Oh, yeah.
And we had a team. And then a TV station had a team.
I bet you didn't play around. Like, your ass came to the – y'all came. And
not for the celebrity. So let me just tell you about that. And he's since become a friend of mine, Barnes.
Yes.
And I think he would admit he was a little – he was wound a little tight back then. That's when Jimmy Barnes and Leslie were the big deal at 9X.
Yeah, I used to listen to that all the time.
So they had a double cork bat, right?
Oh, yeah.
And my wife was playing like third base. My wife doesn't even, you know, she wouldn't know how to hold a softball. Like, we had people, like five or six of us that played. And then it was a celebrity tournament, three or four people. And we said to him, you know, these bats are outlawed. You can't have the double barrel.
Yeah.
Well, he's in there in his softball pants.
Oh, dude.
And his cleats that probably had spikes on them.
Oh, brand new.
And he's all focused here.
That's all he's thought about all week.
And he's like, no, those bats, if we can't play with those bats, we're leaving. Meanwhile, there's hundreds of people there because it's 99X versus 790 The Zone, and they weren't there for us.
Yeah.
And I was like, dude, are you serious? He's like, we will go home if you make a – I was like, what would you like to – would you like to see somebody literally – let me lose their head. You know what I'm talking about.
Oh, I know, yeah.
I was like, you can't be a bigger you-know-what than you're making a scene right now if we can't let you use your bats. He said, we will leave. And Jimmy Barron goes over to him and goes, dude, this doesn't look good. You need to chill out.
Chill out.
They still beat us 25-2 or whatever it was, and they used the normal bats. So to you, Barnes, thanks for understanding that you know.
Bo, when that new Carl Rose would come out every year in, like, July, he'd be like, I got to work some overtime this week, man. That $135 bat, I've got to have that bat. That new Carl Rose would come out every fall, right before fall season, it'd be on.
Hey, the Falcons and Titans, and I can tell you this. I'm sitting next to a guy that watches the NFL Combine start to finish and watches the replay of it.
I've watched pretty much every replay of a preseason game. Like, I'll just turn on the NFL Network so I can, well, if I'm working.
It's just on the background.
Yeah.
I will tell you, say this, and Mike Johnson can speak to this, and Mike Bell and everybody else. The access and the action going on in those two scrimmages, watching ones and ones right in front of you.
Good on good.
You would have loved this, man.
That's awesome. And
it really allows you to understand from a Raheem standpoint. And I'm not telling you I wouldn't like to see our starters out there tonight running around, making plays, feeling the energy of Mercedes-Benz, getting Drake and Michael Penix more snaps and Kyle Pitts. But I'll tell you this, and Mike Johnson talked about those offensive linemen. I mean, they're not playing tonight, the starters, the offensive line. They got some real work in, Rusty, over those 2 days. They were going hard. Yep. It was 90-something degrees. It was their ones versus our ones. It was real what was going on.
Yep.
That was game day, and you're on the field watching it. You would have eaten that up. That was real work going on this week.
That's my world. I probably just pulled up a chair and smoked a cigarette.
How about watching Cam Ward for the first time? Really, Cam Ward looking at the NFL talent.
Yeah.
First day, he was a complete mess.
Yep.
Couldn't complete a pass. Things are banging off everybody. He's throwing it downfield when no one's open. Next day, he settles in a little bit.
Did I see that he talked to the team after that practice? They're on a knee. He's standing up, saying, this is not acceptable. This is on me.
Yeah.
That says a lot for a young kid.
But, I mean, it was a unique opportunity. And I urge you next year when you hear about that.
How about Drake London? Oof.
Well, Drake London, I mean, clearly him and Michael Penix. Penix targeted him on, I think it was Wednesday, 45% of his passes were targeted to Drake London. Something along those lines.
Bo, I saw last night Bijan Robinson is generally the second player being taken in fantasy drafts right now. How high is Drake London going?
Drake is going at a – you can get Drake for a steal. Drake London's going at the end of the second round, beginning of the third.
What?
Well, he's on every list as a – as one of the second-round steals of the draft. But how much longer can he keep being a steal until people move him up the ladder?
I don't think it's going to move up a whole lot because people don't know outside of the city of Atlanta and people that talk about the Falcons, you don't know Michael Penix Jr. There's a big question mark on him.
Right.
So Drake London's value in fantasy drafts is surprisingly low. That's why I got Bijan at 101.
Yeah,
and if you end up taking a running back like Gibbs with the third pick or Saquon, anybody coming back, all the way when it gets back to you, Drake London's going to be sitting there and snatch him in the late second round.
On the snake draft?
Yeah, yeah.
I might do
that. Yeah, well, it's clear.
You really want one of those five elite RBs, four elite
I saw
RBs
two people talking about Ladd McConkey and
still
and
go late on quarterback, right? Don't even worry about
Ladd's going really late.
Sixth, seventh
round. If you can get in the third round, if you can get one of the top four guys.
Which is Burrow, Allen,
Lamar, Josh Allen, Jalen Hurts, and Jaden. I put Joe Burrow in that second tier because he doesn't run, but he is going to throw for a ton of yards.
Yeah. Yeah, anytime you're watching the Bengals, you're not getting the rushing touchdown, but you know Jamar is going to have his numbers and T's going to have his numbers, and it's going to be pass happy for the Bengals as well. But the work the Falcons did this week, Rusty, and the opportunity – to really start to think about now, defensively is where this thing is going to be made.
Let me finish that subject, and I'm with you, and I don't want anybody hurt. But Steak, there's something said about taking a series in the Mercedes-Benz with 45,000 people. It's not going to be 70; there'll be 40. There's something to be said in the building that you're going to play your games that determine your season. Give me a drive, and if it doesn't work, just come out.
I absolutely agree with you. I'm just saying the stubbornness of guys like Raheem and this notion of some of these coaches that will never play our starters, they're not going to come off it. At least they had this week to see what guys look like in live action. But, to go down there, listen, Arthur Blank's not going to make you play your starters to be good to his fans. Yes, they've gone through seven straight losing seasons or out of the playoffs. Yes, it would be great if you're paying top dollar to go to an exhibition game. if you saw the starters. But he's not going to force the issue, but it sure would have been nice.
If we have a slow start, again.
He sets himself up,
I'm just telling you, give me a couple of series. I don't care. Give me a couple of series in the building you play. Just because you tell mom and dad you can sing at the house, sometimes you got to do it in front of the whole school. You know what I mean? A little different audience. Let me see one song.
Rusty and Steak on a Friday. We'll play Rusty Rocks coming up.
Got
also,
a good one, baby.
Buy or sell. When we come back, though, boy, were they talking up the Jackets today. Like, how did Georgia Tech go from they got a good shot?
We're having a parade.
To a 10-win season, maybe more. Tech fans, you want to listen for 5-6 minutes. We'll give you the real lowdown on that schedule, the talent. And the big thing we'll ask Rusty, is the talent there? We know quarterback, we know Buster Faulkner, we know tailback, but what about the rest of the depth of the ACC as well? We'll do that in college on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Cut down days, what every pro football player dreads, but Sports Radio 92.9 The Game celebrating cut down day by giving you a chance to cut down your yard in style. August 27th, 4 o'clock, when pro football cut deadlines hit, we're giving away one lucky listener a Rolex Reel Mower. It's a chance to win the ultimate tool to cut down your yard in style. For contest rules and to enter, visit 92.9thegame.com, inviting you to be a part of that promotion. So thanks so much for being with us. Rusty Manziel is here, knee deep in the middle of
Lord have mercy. We have opened up a can of Worth softballs on our
get all kinds of folks on social media on that. The high school games.
Home.
The start of dreams and the start of just amazing opportunities for these young people to be showcased. The first Friday night coming out of the, you know.
Corky Kale Classic tonight. Corky Kale, Dave Hunter Classic. This is, we got three games today. Thurrow High School and Cedar Grove start at 2 o'clock from Buck Godfrey Stadium.
I was lucky enough to be last night at the Beloved Benefit, which was right next door here at the Woodruff Arts Center, which my buddy Rodney Bullard helped throw, and it's so many amazing causes that were affected last night or they're raising money for, including City of Refuge and countless other charities that were put front and center. T.I. played last night. Ludacris played. Morehouse School of Medicine.
Oh, man.
All different kind of folks that were there to watch, you know, a strictly Atlanta type vibe, and they've done such an amazing job of the charities and the fundraising they've done. But it was pretty cool. Foxworthy was there last night. Malcolm Mitchell was there on stage last night. Dan Cathy got a big award. T.I. performed last night. Luda performed last night. When Atlanta gets together and decides that they're going to get behind something like the Beloved Benefit, it's amazing to watch the impact that has. It was uniquely Atlanta, as is these Corky Kell games, as is these Friday night games, as is these stadiums and these electronic scoreboards and the battle to, you know, once again have your high school stand out separate from everybody else.
Facilities. And you just think about this. There are eight teams that parents and grandparents and aunts and uncles and neighbors and everybody else that will go to bed tonight knowing those young men will play in Mercedes-Benz tomorrow. And, I mean, that's a lifetime memory. I can imagine walking out there and playing a game, something like – I would much rather play the Corky Kell Dave Hunter Classic there than I would play a state championship game. I would. I still the firm believer in playing in communities. I understand why we do it, and it's centralized, and we get to do all the TV and all that. But there, to me, there was something about playing in a community atmosphere and all
getting
that.
Getting to host your state title at home.
Even if we were on the road, like you're playing,
you're playing a
place that's busting at the seams. But regardless, it's a world-class facility, and it's a big deal tomorrow for all these young men to play.
Yeah, you'll look around and you realize, like, this is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity.
I watch them when they come out, and they're just holy smokes. When you walk out there, I can't imagine what those kids are thinking to walk out there, and you see that roof, and you know the history and all the stuff that's happened in that building early on, but it's crazy.
All right, let's turn our attention to some college football, because I heard a lot of conversation this morning on the morning shift. And listen, there is great reason for optimism with Brent Key. There's great reason for optimism with Haynes King and the way and the direction that Georgia Tech is headed. They looked down at a Georgia team in a rivalry game, and I mean, they go 8 overtimes on the road in Athens and almost broke that winning streak. So all that helps contribute to a level of anticipation I have not seen in this town for Georgia Tech. I don't even know, 15 years or so, the level of excitement around that.
They opened up 2 weeks from today.
Yeah, we're going to look at that roster and talk about them in tailgate. Before we get to a preview of Georgia Tech's schedule, possible record, what's the news coming out of Athens?
Well, tomorrow's an important scrimmage. I always think that the second scrimmage of the fall, which will be tomorrow. In fact, talking to some people this morning, sounds like Kirby Smart, they're doing just a light walkthrough today, really going to hydrate the kids, and he wants them to get after it tomorrow in Sanford Stadium in the middle of the day in all the heat. Their first 3 games are at 3:30. I think when this scrimmage is said and done tomorrow, you're going to kind of know how Georgia – is going to line up against Marshall and kind of who the guys are, because the next 2 weeks they'll start putting in stuff on Marshall game planning and they'll start setting the depth chart. So tomorrow in Athens, tune in to Dogs HQ. We'll have all the stuff, what we're hearing tomorrow from that big scrimmage. It's a big weekend in Athens.
Yeah, and keep in mind,
this is the most important scrimmage. I'm not going to beat around. This is the most important scrimmage of fall camp. It's always the second.
How much will we know about who showed out? Allowed to be there?
Well, tomorrow will be football Letterman and big money boosters. So we'll have some eyes there. Yeah.
Eyes and ears on the ground.
Yep.
Hear what
it's funny to me, Steak. I'll have 5 buddies go and they all see 5 different things. So I have to kind of put it together.
Look good.
Dude, who was 74? Man, he's huge. Who's 91? I'm right. Like, dude, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I'm going to tell you his high school and what his mom's name is. Okay.
Meanwhile, it's week 3 where Georgia's season really gets going against Tennessee.
I am now going to that.
How much of a,
as of yesterday.
I want to talk about going to Knoxville, but how much of a dangerous game is the Syracuse game here, week 1 for Tennessee, that you know they're getting
new
visions?
Quarterback.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, man, that I started looking at that last week. I was like, man, I don't know, man. That is a scary, scary game.
You know everybody in Knoxville, they may come to Atlanta to watch this game, but they're all thinking about the Dogs coming in for that home game in Neyland Stadium.
They better not be thinking about Georgia week 1, or they'll be 0-1.
Right.
Syracuse and Fran Brown, they're no joke.
Yeah, they're not coming.
They will come in here and play
their ass
off.
They're not coming here to be a sacrificial lamb to the Southeastern Conference.
No,
for a guy that's coached in the conference. So if you want to wonder, what is Tennessee going to look like when they line up against the Dogs
and
Gunnar Stockton?
They're leaning toward Joey Aguilar as their quarterback, the young man that transferred from App State to UCLA. When Nico goes to UCLA, they go and get Aguilar too there. So it sounds like he's going to be the guy. So we'll see.
That's a 3:30 start. What's the Tennessee game? Is that a night game?
I think it's noon, I think. I can't remember. There's a triple hitter that day. Georgia Tech opens up. Let's get to that game. Georgia Tech opens up 2 weeks from today in Boulder at 8 p.m. Friday night primetime.
Yeah, Georgia-Tennessee is the 3:30 game.
Yeah, that's 3:30.
Which I believe will be
what's Syracuse? ESPN. What's Syracuse-Tennessee game?
Oh, we'll give you that in a second. Yeah. So I'm talking about Georgia-Tennessee.
Oh, I knew.
You're
going
to that game.
I'm going to that game now. Yeah. Yep.
Now, let's talk about what those guys were kicking around this morning, which is they're doing one of the things that I absolutely hate, which is they're going, that's a win, that's a loss, that's a loss. They'll lose to them. They may beat that. Like, listen, in the course of a season, the way college football is set up now, I mean, there's injuries, there's exhaustion, there's how your schedule falls, there's where your bye week falls. It's very difficult to ever have a 10-win season. And to get Georgia Tech, where both the guys on the show were talking about 10 wins, how is the talent level, separate of the quarterback and skill positions, where are the gaps that Georgia Tech has made up in the last few years under Brent Key? And are they getting to be next level in terms of certainly the interior and the way they're recruiting kids? Where does Tech land?
Well, they've gotten better in toughness. And they've also got better offensively with the package they've got. Haynes King, they hit on Haynes King. But, you know, defensively, look at Kyle Eifert, the middle linebacker, who is an absolute – dude's got a neck roll, number 44, wears all the face paint. He will absolutely light you up. E.J. Lightsey, outside linebacker, transfer from Georgia. And he's had a great, great deal there. I think up front – here's a guy, Mike Johnson, listen right now. He's going to love this. Mike Johnson coached this kid, Ethan McKinney. He was under the radar at Lassiter. He is the 3-year starting left tackle for Georgia Tech. This guy's going to be an NFL player. Mike Johnson loves him, really tight with him. Look at Isaiah Cannon. This is a kid that decommitted to Notre Dame and ends up at Georgia Tech. Everybody talks about Georgia Tech losing Eric Singleton to Auburn. They got a kid named Isaiah Cannon from Warner Robins. Better know that name. That guy can go.
I just think when you talk about Georgia Tech, to take that leap.
They can't lose the game, the no-brainers.
Okay, but is Duke on the road a no-brainer? Absolutely
no,
not.
Duke's
Duke
tough.
Has been a better program than them. Syracuse comes here. Fran Brown's
gotta
second
win.
Trip
gotta
here.
Got to win.
Virginia Tech.
Got to win.
On the road to Wake Forest. On the road at Boston College. Billy O'Brien. Listen,
gotta win those.
Rusty, I'm just telling you that NC State and Boston College are not looking at Tech like that's a game that's going to be. They don't look at it like Clemson
asking,
or Miami.
I know, but you're asking me what they got to do at the next level. You got to win those games, and you got to win the games you're not supposed to lose. Like, you don't lose to Boston College on the road this year. You got everybody back. You got your quarterback back.
So you're going to beat NC State on the road. You're going to beat Boston College on the road. You're going to be Duke,
if you want to win
Duke
10 games,
on the road.
Duke, I'm telling
and
you right
you're
now.
And you're going to be
now,
Wake
listen,
Forest on
Duke,
the road.
Duke's better than NC State, and Duke is better than Boston College this year. I'm telling you right now. Duke went spent got your quarterback.
Yeah, I know they did. They spent more
$2
money.
$2 million.
They spend more money in the portal.
You know why they did that? Because they knew that was the piece they needed. They went and spent $2 million because that coach went to those boosters and said, if you give me this money, this quarterback,
do you know where that kid, team. What's his name, Mensah?
Yeah.
Do you know where he's playing week three this year?
At Tulane?
At Tulane. Total coincidence.
That is
Duke's
unbelievable.
On the Tulane schedule.
Supposedly, the conversation was he went in the office and said, Coach, I can make $2 million.
Yeah. And he's John like, Sumrall. And now they got the kid from BYU.
He's just lighting it up.
Yeah. So that's a fun little game.
Are you going to that game?
I'm going to the opener. Let's just see if one of my friends that has those nice little planes that lives in Atlanta, if they go to the Duke game.
Yeah.
Otherwise, I'm going to Northwestern Tulane, watch my daughter, and watch opening day.
Boy, again, your schedule's about to be nuts.
Yeah, it's going to be fun, though. Working on Ole Miss. Told Sophie that's our game. The Ole Miss-Georgia game is going to be when the Shapiros hit Athens, right? So anybody, you know, you want me to recommend a few burger places? You want me to do a little song and dance? I had a nice gentleman. Yes, they said he lives in, where did Dave Pollock used to live? The Athens Country Club or?
Georgia Club.
Georgia Club.
Yeah.
He said, he came up to me at Falcons. He said, I got a four-bedroom house. My kids are gone. Do you and your wife want to stay with us? I was like,
hey now.
Okay.
Hey now.
Give me your information.
Long as there's not a pineapple in the mailbox.
Stranger things have happened.
Kimberly, that's not a pineapple. Those are dandelions. Just go stay in the basement.
But listen, I think Georgia Tech, anything eight or above is a big step up, right? But, I mean, I think to start talking about a 10-win season.
I'll say this, man. They've got a lot coming back. And, Mike, I told you Mike Johnson texted me immediately. That's his guy. This is a great player.
Tell Mike Johnson to settle down about 10 wins. Sorry, you're not going 10-2 if you're Georgia Tech. You're not doing it. It's not going to happen. So just take a deep breath and be glad your program is where it is today, which is eons from when Jeff Collins was running around and when Brent Key took over. So I understand the Georgia overtime, and I understand that you got a great quarterback room, but you're not going 10-2, and I'll bet my house on that.
Ooh,
with Mike Johnson and with Bo.
Ooh.
And that doesn't mean I don't think they're going to have a great year or be a lot of fun. But nobody fears Georgia Tech in the ACC. They were damn close to losing to Carolina last year, among other games. So come on.
I mean,
all of a sudden, they're a 10-win team.
I didn't have me taking up for Georgia Tech on my bingo card this morning.
No, but Mike Johnson for sure. Jeez, Mike. Just kissing butt over there. Anyway, that is the tailgate.
I gave you boys some love, Mike.
Have you watched any given Saturday, the SEC
I
series
did. I
on Netflix?
It was great. I thought it was great. I thought.
Tell me why you thought it was great. What about it?
Because
I loved it.
Because you see the behind the scenes. You see the struggles. You see the kids that are. You know what I like? I like when you see David Weeks and his son sitting at a restaurant like humans. And you understand that's his two sons. Now he has three sons.
I like watching Sam Pittman deal with what he's dealing with in Arkansas, understanding what – you know, folks think because it's the 10th week of the year.
Yep.
And Arkansas is having a down year, and they're playing Texas A&M. And there's eight other games that day that people are paying attention to.
Yep.
But in those two communities, particularly Arkansas, that game is the world. That game is everything in the world.
I have been to Fayetteville.
Yeah.
Trust me.
And my point is, like, you really start to realize that the games that we brush off later on, that game meant everything to Sam Pittman.
How about the old school Sam Pittman's at a restaurant on Thursday nights?
Love that.
At the Catfish Den.
Oh, yeah. Well, having him walk around there. I thought Shane Beamer and his kids driving to school and talking about how hard they take losses.
Let me tell you what's going to happen in 10 years from now. And 10 years from now, I'll call it right now, the SEC will have a behind-the-scenes show like that, and you won't have a choice to opt out. It will be mandatory. It will be part of the money that we're writing a check to your university, and you can go buy your players. But you're going to be – we're going to have a behind-the-scenes. It might not take 10. Nobody wants to do Hard Knocks. NFL and HBO, you're doing it.
Texas said no. Georgia said no. Alabama said no.
Yeah.
Lane Kiffin said no.
Yeah.
They all said no. So you get – But listen, it's also filmed beautifully. You know, it's like these SEC towns. You want to talk about a commercial to go to school there?
Dude.
I mean, the way
TikTok has sold the SEC.
Dude, those sorority videos.
Little girl used to work for me, Emma. Lord have mercy. She's a sophomore at Georgia. And she sent me their TikTok for her thing. And I'm telling you, my algorithm has been messed up for 9 days now. Emma, don't send me that.
Those poor kids in the Northeast watching those sorority videos at Alabama. And they're sitting there.
You know they're hating.
They're over at Tufts University in Medford, Massachusetts, because they're playing
It's 63 and cloudy.
Oh, dude. They're like, and they just keep seeing one sorority video. There's Tennessee. There's Georgia. Yeah. There's SMU. And it's like, my Lord. Hey, why is Denzel Washington throwing strays at Sports Talk Radio? We'll play that for you.
Come on, man.
Also, Rusty Rocks.
We got to talk about Taylor Swift, too. And that's the first time I'll ever bring her up on this show. But
well, Rusty's got something to say, and he's a girl dad on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Hey,
How We Made Your Mother is a rewatch podcast that looks back episode by episode at the hit TV show How I Met Your Mother. It's hosted by me, Josh Radnor, along with series co-creator and my friend Craig Thomas.
Follow How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
10:05 on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. The 10 o'clock hour is brought to you by Wise Guys Pro Watch, the best pressure washing going on in the city of Atlanta. Don't even pretend. Hey, good win for the Braves last night. Drive around Atlanta today. And I'm sure you enjoyed. That was a nice, clean, fun. Michael Harris just keeps raking. Ozzie Albies as well. Bryce Elder does a nice job. They keep the Mets on the skids, man. A epic collapse of the Mets of late. And they get 2 out of 3. They head to Cleveland, play the Guardians. So it is what it is. Carrasco was DFA'd yesterday, by the way. Carrasco after the other night. They're just trying to find their way to get enough pitching. But they're, what are they? In baseball since the All-Star break? What do you say, like third, fourth most runs in
all? No, they had the second most runs scored other than the Brewers since the All-Star break.
Damn.
They're on a tear, man.
Yeah, offensively they have turned it around.
Basically, Zeno come in and said, trade everybody, and we've been great ever since.
Yeah, well, I like when Bo called him an outsider.
He got it.
He said, you don't let an outsider talk about the Braves. That was good. That was good.
Oh, man.
So good dub there for sure. Falcons tonight, you know, we'll have the pre and the post and all the sights and sounds from Mercedes-Benz. Guys try to make the team in the back end of the roster. That will take place. Big stories around the NFL. Not a lot. Matthew Stafford's going to try to work out on Saturday be ready for opening day. Otherwise, Stetson Bennett played every minute.
I watched him the other night.
Yeah, what'd you think?
That looked like Stetson to me. Very confident.
How about the one when he rolled left and threw across his body sideways in the end zone?
Well, that was nice. But also the play I saw where the coverage, the protection broke down, and he spun out and ran for 11 yards, went out of bounds, and moved the chains. So you're sitting there one-on-one with Stetson Bennett. He jukes the guy. He runs up the field for 11 yards.
Stetson Bennett's legs at crucial times for Georgia was absolutely the difference maker. We're in the right defense, and we think we've got Ladd McConkey.
Nightmare.
Brock Bowers. We think we got
AD Mitchell.
Two doubles going, you know, and all of a sudden it's like, oh, damn, 45 yards right down the middle of the field.
He ran 70 against Auburn, outran their secondary.
That's the run of
the game. Then he spun out of the and scored against Tennessee when he dove in the end zone and gave him the, you know, call me.
That was a factor you couldn't coach against.
Yeah.
Because you could have every right coverage that we know we're running quarterback. So be interesting to see there. That's another story bouncing around the NFL, obviously. You heard the Lions just pummeled the Dolphins.
I heard the Lion, and I saw Dan Campbell called out Tate Ratledge for his play. Like, this guy's exciting me at guard. Jared Wilson, starting guard for the Patriots.
Yeah. So what round was Jared Wilson? Third?
I think he was a fourth.
Yeah. Jared Wilson already slated as a starter in New England in that round. Yep. We knew Tate Ratledge, those offensive linemen. Now, Georgia was 60 yards less last year rushing than the
banged
year before.
Up. Tate was banged up.
Yeah, Jared that's Wilson. Why.
Yeah, it didn't help.
Because those are NFL linemen.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That are, you know, running the ball at a third of what they did the year
completely
before.
Completely healthy. And now these guys are – listen, I don't care if you're a Georgia fan or not. You listen to the head coach from Houston Texans, and he goes, I know what I get when I draft a player from Georgia.
Yeah, Drew Bobo.
NFL ready.
Drew Bobo, by the way, all indications continue to be that he is the anchor of that offensive line. So we got a lot to get to. Let me go to this Denzel guy. I want to throw some things at you. I know you want to give a quick comment on the Taylor Swift podcast because you listened to it.
I thought she was fantastic. I thought it was – To be the and Mike Johnson, the morning show, talked about this morning. Is she the most famous person in the world? I think she is.
Yes.
But the way she talked
Ronaldo.
The way talked about that and how open she was about meeting him. Do we have the cut about Xavier Worthy? Oh, she knows nothing about football. Listen to what she says.
If he finds it, give him a second.
We got it. I think we had it in there. But it was great. Like, she didn't even know what the chains were. She tried to be honest. She was straight up honest with him. But that's it.
I became like a person who was running through the halls of my house screaming, "We drafted Xavier Worthy!" And my friends are like, "What is, who body snatched you? This is what do you mean? We."
And Travis Kelce goes, she told me first, I had to go online and go, "Did we really draft Xavier Worthy?" He's like, "She told me that."
It's impossible. All the PR people in the world, all the handlers, and I've noticed this because we deal with Charles Barkley and Shaq and other guys. You can have all the handlers in the world. Either you have it or you don't. She was so likable.
She was
so open. She was so incredibly engaging, that couple. So if you're miserable and you have a microphone, you can take shots at that whole thing.
Let me tell you something.
And if you're miserable, then you can, you know, talk about the politics of somebody and, you know, this isn't a genuine. You want to see a genuine couple? Watch that podcast.
Let me tell you something. You think the NFL has shown Taylor Swift? Now that.
Do you know how many NFL Instagrams was Taylor Swift? There's like 8 in a row yesterday. Yeah. They know where their bread is buttered.
Oh, yeah.
All right, so that's one thing to mention. Denzel Washington is on a – promoting his movie. He's been on every promotional campaign, including Stephen A. Smith when he called it the Cowboys. But then he gets in another podcast. We got this. And he throws some strays.
Everybody's got an opinion. We live in a world of opinionaires. You know, that's what I call them, opinionaires. They're all the shows, a bunch of guys, and a couple of them that have played, but most of them who have an opinion about what something should be when they haven't done it. Those who can't talk about those who can't. Those who have know what they're talking about. Those who haven't don't, period. Too much talking. Everybody got an opinion. Everybody's sitting around getting fat, you know, thinking they know how to do it. Just because you can sit behind a desk and chit-chat doesn't mean you can do a damn thing. Skinny kid, you know, who never played a day in his life, and now he can get back at everybody because he got a mic in his face and show. People need to shut up. People need to shut up. Learn how to do something. Be actually good at something. Yeah. Try that.
Damn. I mean...
Well,
he had just done Stephen A. Smith. And the reason I know maybe, it sounds like he's talking about television guys. And listen, there's a few radio guys in this town that literally never played a sport in their life, right? That literally are not any athletic ability. And they're probably the most sarcastic and the most condescending towards athletes. But for the most part, we're paid for our opinion to be somewhat intelligent about it. And have played, certainly not at the highest level, but at least the level of college or high school. But Denzel just gets in there. He was, like, angry. He was talking head.
Yeah, I think, listen.
What was going on there?
I think I call them keyboard cowboys. You know what I mean? A guy that you're probably sitting in his mom's basement, and he's 45 years old, and he's chirping at Denzel.
Didn't have friends in high school.
That's the type of people I think he's getting at. Yeah. And some people are on air, and you wonder, like, how is this guy able to have an
opinion? If you've never played any sport, coached kids – been in a locker room, traveled with a team, under competitiveness, it's hard to have any credibility. I only know a couple of guys in this town that are like that, but...
Randy McMichael. I mean, NFL football, he's 10 years deep in NFL.
SEC
Mike
football.
Mike Johnson is SEC. Deep in SEC.
He's a captain of
a national...
Captain
of Alabama.
Yeah.
Those guys can walk in here and they can talk about damn football.
As they should, and you should listen. Listen, there's a reason you listen to me talk about a Cuban sandwich, and there's a reason you listen to Randy McMichael talk about a cover two, right?
Or Fort Valley. He's Peach County now. Yeah. He understands from high school up. But, yeah, I understand. I think Denzel's probably – there's a ton of what he deals with social media-wise. My advice to him is stay off that damn stuff.
He was also talking about throwing hands. I can throw hands. I don't need to talk about it.
I mean, why would you –
Did you hear him say that?
Come on, man.
No, did you hear that? He goes, I could throw hands. I know it. I mean, Denzel looks good, but, I mean, easy, fella. Easy. You ready to play some Rusty Rocks?
Let's do it, man.
Yeah.
I had to go to the bullpen. Sometimes I have some help. So last night, went to my daughter, and I said, hey, this football season.
Is your baby girl?
Kaylee.
Kaylee.
She's with me. And I said, hey, what's the top five songs we hear in stadiums on Friday night? I wrote down five. She immediately texted me four of those five.
No way.
We were on the same.
So these are five songs
that I'm going
to
hear.
You're most likely to hear.
We're going to hear all season long.
Friday night.
No matter where we are, at some point in the afternoon or the night, these are going to be played in pregame.
Colquitt County, Gwinnett, no matter.
Bremen,
right?
you're a second home, Valdosta.
Yeah, Valdosta, right where I grew up.
Yep.
So,
yep.
All right, here we go.
Top five songs we hear on Friday nights this year doing high school football. Number five. Easy one. Welcome to the Jungle. This has got a little Northwest Georgia flair to it. This is more.
Is this coming out of the tunnel? Or
this is coming out for pregame. You don't have your shoulder pads on.
Don't have them on.
This is the first group coming out.
You're not running through the sign
yet. Still not through the sign. Next song. This is definitely one I hear all the time. We got this one. Little Run This Town, Jay-Z. This is still, you're stretching, you're starting to look at the other team a little bit, sizing them up, you know. And
this is the perfect stretch song.
Yes.
It's about what?
Yeah, about an hour before the game.
I was going to say it's about 6:05 on a Friday night.
An hour before the game, yep.
And you're in your T-shirt. And
now the next three. Where your shoulder pads are on at some point.
Are you coming through?
Not yet, on the field? But you're in the locker room going, you and your boy, like, it's on. It's on.
Pounded pads.
Matter of fact, you're going to put it on for your city. I'll hear that by 3 o'clock today. First game today.
Where are you?
Today I'm in Rome,
one?
Historic Barron Stadium. I think built in 1929. So... Number two, before you play this one, one of the best scenes in Varsity Blues, one of the best scenes in there with this song to it, perfect song, but we will hear this guaranteed every single week. Number two, Thunderstruck. This is your highlight video. You had a real good game.
Well, the
and you cut your tape up.
It's
to that.
Also what the sorority girls have grabbed for their walkout because it's the Dallas Cowboys from the show on Netflix. Now the sorority girls have stolen it. The high school kids had it way back before that.
Oh, no
right?
Doubt. No doubt. No doubt.
So Thunderstruck.
This is it. This is coming out of the locker room. You just got your eye paint on right there, right in the mirror. You got your face painted up. Taped on your fingers, you look at your boy and say, it's freaking time to go. And y'all walk out and you're about to come through the sign, and this one's playing.
Gives you chill bumps.
Oh, dude.
Right?
It's on until you get your ass hit in the mouth. Everybody has a plan, what Mike Tyson say, until your ass gets hit in the mouth.
That's when an 18-year-old starts to get choked up. He's there next to his best friends.
I've never
been
to a stadium. This doesn't play in high school football Friday night. I don't think I've ever been one. 10, 12 years. Never heard. Never not one.
Kudos to all the folks that are programming those, you know, volunteer to be up there and playing music for the kids. And,
oh, yeah.
You know, same guys are PA announcers at these games, right?
I got one in Rome tonight. Just probably 30 years been doing it.
I mean, 30 years.
Former district attorney, John McClellan. His wife will make a pound cake. I will walk in there tonight and have some pound cake. He'll hand me a roster.
Hell, you do what?
He'll hand me a roster. Yep.
That's it, ready to go. That's a good one. Top five songs you'll hear Friday Night Football in the great state of Georgia. When we come back, buy or sell, Mike Conti's rolling in. Also, a college football coach that just gets it. Last time you saw this guy, he was crying his eyes out on the field at South Bend. But he makes a lot of sense. I want you to listen as a parent. As a parent thinking about Division I sports, listen to this when we come back. More buy or sell and more of the best on a Friday. Sports Radio 92.9. We got a lot going on the fastest 2 hours in radio. I don't know if we can, we're going to have to find a way to get to all of it. That's what we do here. Steak Shapiro, Rusty Manziel, Mike Conti is here as well. Nice enough to kind of be a regular on buy or sell, depending on who I have you play with. Great to see you.
Good to see you, too.
Before I play for you, well, I'm going to play this for Rusty, the Northern Illinois coach this week that's gone a little bit viral, Thomas
Hammack.
Hawk's schedule came out. We busy with high school. By the way, fabulous job, Mike, with all your guys and all the coverage of high school football. The whole city really is rallying around this first weekend.
Yeah, it's exciting. And we got a triple header tomorrow at the Benz. Bo's going to call.
I know he's calling first game. Dunwoody, yeah. St. Pius. It
really
to start things off.
Yeah.
NFL tonight, high school tomorrow. There's a lot going on.
Wait till you see our college schedule coming up next couple weeks.
Serious.
All the big games. Ohio State, Texas.
We get Ohio State, Texas.
Notre Dame,
noon.
Miami.
Damn.
We got two games next weekend. We got Farmageddon.
I think
Iowa State,
I think
Kansas
you should make
State.
A call and send me and Steak to that Texas Ohio State game.
Yeah,
just
make sure.
We'll see what I can do.
Make
on
sure
that.
It goes
yeah.
well.
Yeah, I'll see. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Me and
yeah.
Steak can check in. If everything's good, we'll handle the rest.
So, what gets lost obviously is the NBA, as it should this time of year. Anything jump out of you? The Hawks schedule, which was announced yesterday.
Yeah, I like the three Tuesday night home games on NBC. That should be a lot of fun. A lot of 8 o'clock starts at home this year. Unusual.
Why is that?
Some of that's NBC. Some of that's if you're playing on a back-to-back, they want to give teams a little more rest on that second day.
So NBC over-the-air television,
yes,
not only is doing Sunday night games, they're doing Tuesday night games.
How about Tuesday night doubleheaders, Steak, at 8 and 11? So Jimmy Fallon, I guess, won't be on.
I'm saying
Tuesday,
they're just
so
abandoning the notion of, you know, dramas and comedies. Just do live sports, man. Live sports, live sports.
It's what the people want. It's cheaper to produce than the you know, the dramas and comedies and everything.
Are we on Sunday night at all?
No.
We don't have
no.
a Sunday night.
No. All three Tuesday night games NBC. On NBC. They're on ESPN a few times. What stands out to me, you got to play the world champions, third game of the year, right out of the gate, the first Saturday homestand.
Here.
Yeah.
The Oklahoma City is here, third game of the year.
The Saturday, and it really works out nicely because it's Georgia's bye week. It's the Saturday before
that's a nice
Halloween.
Little gift.
So that'll
perfect.
Be a nice gift. And then one other thing that stands out to me, and I think you would want to make a note of this too, Steak. Saturday before Thanksgiving, Hawks at Pelicans. Sunday before Thanksgiving, Falcons at Saints. So if you want to double your pleasure with Atlanta sports in New Orleans,
hold
you can
on,
do that
on,
the weekend before Thanksgiving.
So Thanksgiving is Thursday.
Right.
So, yes, that's right. It is, Steve. So prior
been a
to,
long week.
Because I'm headed to Louisiana. We're doing Thanksgiving in Louisiana with, I didn't even know.
You're back in the woods?
Feet. Yeah, we're going back to Lafayette.
I love it.
But and then Tulane plays in that Saturday. We're going for that game. I might have to tell Mikey I need a sabbatical. That whole 9 days there, that's a hell of a week.
Ooh.
It's not like there's a lot of big college football. By the way, obviously Georgia and Georgia Tech playing on that Friday
that's
night,
right?
3:30.
Yep,
3:30.
Right.
I think.
What a perfect
at the Benz
take that is.
You should see the price of those tickets.
Day after whew. Thanksgiving, right?
Oh yeah.
There's a lot of Georgia game they're going to get to go to.
No. Not for that price.
Really?
Ooh.
All of a sudden, Austin Peay looks pretty
Georgia
good.
Georgia Tech was real proud.
The most available ticket for a Georgia fan is probably the
Charlotte. The week between Texas
before
and Georgia
Texas,
Tech.
Yeah.
Yep.
All right.
And remember, Georgia fans, you're paying into Georgia Tech's NIL when you overpay for those tickets.
They
so just keep
they
that in mind.
All right, we'll play after the break because I want to get to buy or sell. So you'll hear Rusty can comment on the Northern Illinois coach, which I thought was great stuff. Rusty and I talk all the time. What do you do in the next 50 years?
Mm-hmm.
We know you're transferring to Iowa State to play cornerback for a year. how does that set up for the next 50 when you keep leaving schools? But it is Friday. It is what the people are clamoring for. It is buy or sell. Buy or sell with Rusty Manziel and Mike Conti. A full slate of sports on the station this weekend. So we're excited about that. But right now, we got to go to work here. Marcelo Zuna will be a Brave next year. Buy or sell?
Sell.
A lot of folks saying maybe a lot of teams around baseball that didn't think Zuna had value. Boy, has he started hitting since the trade deadline.
I think because his value is increasing, I'll sell it because I think it might be easier to part ways with
him. Yep.
Michael Penix will have more than four rushing touchdowns. Michael Penix Jr. will have more than four rushing touchdowns.
Yeah, I'll buy that. I'd be very disappointed if he didn't.
Yeah, rushing?
Yeah, dude, he'll scramble for two.
Or just a sneak. You're on the 1 yard line. Yeah. Just push it over. Tush push.
I mean, he's more athletic than people think. I mean, he wants to throw the ball, but here's the thing.
He's not looking to run. Five rushing touchdowns. Combined with what's a normal rushing quarterback?
No. You said rushing, and he's right. A quarterback sneak is a rushing touchdown.
I get it. You guys are so sure about it. I'm going to look at numbers and see what the average is.
Pull your pants up right there. It's like you didn't get your bet ready. Son.
Hey, pickle.
You know he's getting seriously pulls his pants up.
Pickleball talkers about their game are more annoying than fantasy football ramblers. Oh. Pickleball ramblers are worse than fantasy football ramblers. Buyers.
I will because fantasy football has been around a lot longer. I know a lot of those guys. I go to both because I need to know what's going on. I don't go to a fantasy
But
guy.
Who's more annoying? Pickleball or more annoying?
I would say fantasy football right now because there's more people.
So you sell that?
Yes.
You see the video that went viral, the guy got kicked in the face because he was talking trash at a pickleball court?
Yes.
Yeah. It's pretty bad both ways. I'll sell it.
By the way. Lamar Jackson last year had four rushing touchdowns total.
Okay.
So both of you are so clear. Five rushing touchdowns is a lot. Who led the league in rushing touchdowns, Bo? Or who's near there? Anyway, I don't want to get bogged down. Yeah, this is not about me. This is about participants. The Falcons' best player is Bijan Robinson. Buy or sell?
Ooh. Yeah, I'll buy that. Yeah. Good question.
Falcons' best player is Bijan Robinson.
I'll buy, but I'm telling you, Drake London's.
Yeah, he would be real close.
Real close to me.
If Cracker Jacks went away, no one would care. If Cracker Jacks went away.
Sell.
You think they're still valid?
Yeah.
Still compelling.
I absolutely sell, and I'd say the same for Crunch and Munch and all the other caramel corns out there.
By the way, Jalen Hurts led the league. He only had 14. So I'm not exactly. Yeah, he had 14 last year.
Although that's a tush-push team. Philadelphia. Yes.
Texas wins at Ohio State week one. Buy or sell?
No way. I sell that.
I'll sell it.
Texas wins.
I sell it.
You know the spread's only two right now. Ohio State by two.
It's crazy.
Right?
I sell it, dude.
Asking for A1 sauce at a fancy steakhouse is not a bad thing. Buy or sell?
Sell.
Asking for A1 at a fancy steakhouse.
You should be ejected from a steakhouse if you ask for A1.
I don't know that I've ever done that in my life, or I don't know that I've ever seen anybody do that.
I've seen one person do it. I'll tell you who it is off the air. You'd be shocked.
Okay. Here I am, baby.
UB40 at Atlanta Symphony Sunday night is a show you'd want to see. UB40, Atlanta Symphony, this Sunday night's a show you'd want to see. Buy or sell?
I'll buy that, and that is a great, great, underrated venue.
I didn't even know anything about it. I'm ready to go. I'm buying it.
Was there last night and saw T.I. playing there.
Yeah.
Atlanta Symphony saw Luda, Jeff Foxworthy. Kudos to the beloved benefit last night. All right. The 16 months, right? New Heights podcast deserves all the flowers they're getting. Buy or sell. The podcast for this week, buy or sell. They deserve it.
Buy it a million times.
You're talking about just this week?
New Heights podcast deserves all the flowers they're getting.
So I watched it in its entirety and was shocked at how heavily edited it was.
Really?
Very heavily edited.
But folks watched it live, did they not, when it was released?
It was not. It was a recording. It was pushed out, and the recording was pushed out.
Buy or sell, they deserve
the
flowers.
I'll still buy it. Yeah. $1.2 million is a lot.
They're also super. Those two guys are just have the it factor. You're hiring sports talk radio. You look for that, right?
Oh, yeah.
They have it.
Yeah, they do.
They have it.
Absolutely.
You have a team you care deeply about for the Major League Baseball playoffs. You have a team you care about, buy or sell.
There's still the boyhood nostalgia I have for the Philadelphia Phillies, so I'll buy them.
Buy or sell, you have a team you care about in the playoffs. You have nobody.
No.
I'm
actually done with baseball tonight.
You've eaten a straight old school cereal last 3 months. You had a bowl of cereal last 3 months. Sale. Buy or sell.
Sell.
If you were going to, where would you go?
Captain Crunch.
Buy or sell.
Buy. I ate a lot of Special K.
Special K. Okay. Yeah, that's old school. James Pierce Jr. will have more than 5.5 sacks. 5.5. Buy or sell.
That's a really good over-under number. I will sell because I think there's going to be quite a wide distribution of the
spread
sacks
around
this year.
Buy or sell, he'll have more than 5.5.
I'll buy. This guy's a jackrabbit off the edge. Got to keep his temper down.
Yeah.
We talked about him earlier. Denzel Washington's Training Day, one of his top three all-time films. Top three, buy or sell.
God, man.
I know. It's almost not fair. Just go through in your head.
It's got to be Remember Titans for sure. I tell you what, man. Underrated.
Man on Fire.
Man on Fire was his best.
Dude, phenomenal.
Crimson Tide, very good.
Dude,
Crimson
what about – what is it?
The Siege, the one where he was counterterrorism in New York. That was a good one.
How about Queen Latifah does the show on CBS about it? What was it?
You know what's the most underrated?
What's the one? It's been three of them now.
You know what the most underrated Denzel movie is? He Got Game.
Oh, yeah. That's a great one, too.
Yeah.
So
I guess we're selling,
Jesus
right?
Jesus Shuttlesworth. Ray Allen was great in that game.
Yeah, he was.
Smoked.
Did the Equalizer, what's the one with the three, he's got the three films. That first one, sipping his little coffee in the coffee shop when that little prostitute is getting, and he goes in after those Russians. Tremendous. I think it's Equalizer. The patty melt is a brilliant invention. The patty melt.
Yeah, I'll buy that. I love the patty melt.
Oh, gosh. Yeah.
You know, Thousand Island dressing is the key ingredient.
Oh, wow.
Key condiment.
Do you
want
to dip
it,
or do you just...
No, on the patty itself.
No, I know. Right on it itself.
Yeah.
Patty melt is a great invention. Buy or sell. Rusty.
Buy.
I'd like to go find one today, matter of fact. Mm. And is this the best TV theme song ever? Buy or sell, best TV theme song ever.
Oh, man. Of all time?
All time. Buy or sell.
Boy, that's a tough one, man, but that's a damn strong one.
I worked hard today, buddy. I worked hard today. Whenever I can get
a dramatic...
I know
I'm going to get in a car and go, man.
Buy or sell, best ever.
I'll buy it until I get in a damn car.
Buy or sell.
I'll buy it, but I'm like Rusty. I'll think of something better, probably.
You know
what
was a good one was Dukes of Hazzard. Just a good old voice.
Good times.
Yeah.
Pretty
good times, a good one, man.
Solid. There's a lot you're not thinking of, but anyway.
Perfect Strangers.
Yeah.
Very inspirational.
Great American Hero. Hey, thank you, Mike.
All right, guys.
Thank you,
Appreciate
Rusty.
Appreciate it, Mike.
That is Buy or Sell. We'll come back, play three strikes, wrap it up, Sports Radio 929. Sports Radio 929, The Game. I mean, we're just... You know you did a good...
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
By that time,
you know you did a good buy or sell when it carries right into the break, right?
Yep.
I mean, from breakfast cereals to Denzel's best movies to James Pierce's sacks, 5.5.
Good buddy of mine, Mac Pilgrim, hit me with a Sopranos song, Get Yourself a Gun, best ever.
Best what?
Best song. You know, we talk about themes.
Oh, yeah.
That's a damn good one.
Oh, yeah.
That's a
damn good one. That's a great point. Didn't even think of Sopranos.
Appreciate that one. Big Mac, Get Yourself a Gun.
Yeah,
that was a good one.
Hey, got some breaking news in college football, Rusty.
Yeah, just broke. ESPN is reporting Michigan's getting their penalties day from basically going and filming other teams and all that. But here's what they're going to get. So far, it sounds like They're facing a $20 million plus fine in postseason football revenue over the next two seasons. Head coach Sherron Moore will receive an additional one-game suspension on top of the school's self-imposed two-game ban for weeks 3 and 4 this year. From what I'm reading real quick, I think that one-game suspension will – the one additional game will be in 2026. So, basically, they're losing $20.5 million. No, nothing else is going to come of it. Nobody's going to get fired. Nobody's going to get – they're not getting their rings taken back. It was just going to be an expensive – we got away with it. And that's what's going to happen.
Yeah. Let me mention a couple of things. Big game of the night brought to you by John Foy and Associates. Also mentioned that the 10 o'clock hour is brought to you by Wise Guys Pro Wash. Pressure wash at the highest level. They are the best. Check out Wise Guys Pro Wash today. What is our big game of the night? It's, what did he say? Is it family weekend? Yes, it's players weekend for the Braves at Guardian. So that means the families will be around. They'll be dressed in, you know, fun outfits.
It's not the Battery, but that's a really cool stadium downtown in Cleveland.
It's one of those underrated,
I agree,
downtowns.
Right, you can, downtown.
Yeah, I went to a playoff game 15 years ago, Josh Beckett pitching for the Red Sox. We stayed in downtown Cleveland. It was a game 5. They were down 3-1 in the series. They won that game, and they went on to win the AL. But I remember thinking, I can't believe how close my hotel is to walking in the stadium, and then afterwards, the whole scene in downtown, similar to downtown Pittsburgh and downtown Milwaukee, some of the most underrated baseball venues are in terms of towns.
Yeah, I agree. One more initial note to that. Ross Dillinger of Yahoo is reporting that Jim Harbaugh has a show clause of 10 years. Basically, that means he'll never coach college ever again. He's not coming back.
He's not worried about that.
Connor Stallions received a show clause of 8 years, meaning that he can't do any, obviously, he's not going to do anything else, but he's out for 8. Harbaugh will never coach college, no matter what would happen. But other than that, they got their national championship ring and their banners are hanging.
All right.
It's going to cost them $20.5 million.
Yeah, they can handle it. You got a big game of the night?
Yes.
Did you say the matchup, though? I don't remember. I mean,
we're looking at 3 streaks. Obviously, it's the Braves tonight. Is that what we're doing that?
But you didn't give me the matchup. You know, here's the thing. I know you're getting ready.
I know you're getting ready for your high school game.
Oh, yeah. Your high school game coming up.
Yes.
But right now, live in this moment. Live in the moment with steak. Here we did Rusty Rocks with the best songs for high school football.
7:10 tonight at Progressive Field. Hurston Waldrop 2-0 versus Joey Cantolino 3-2.
All right, that's
I bet Joey Cantolino played high school football.
Here's the 3 strikes. Then we're going to hear from Northern Illinois coach Thomas Hancock. The breakfast cereal that still makes you smile. It's hard for me to argue against Cap'n Crunch.
Fruity Pebbles.
Frosted Flakes.
Yes.
Solid. I did Crunch Berries. I mean, I want to know the nutritional value of those little berries they stuck in there, but, you know, is that considered a fruit, the berry and the Crunch Berries? Overrated current or former coach? Real simple. Former or current overrated coach?
Larry Coker.
That's a good one.
He inherited one of the best teams in the history. It took him 2 years to realize he couldn't coach. Still won a championship.
And if you're going out to a bar or restaurant, the best place to watch football. You have to go out. I know some of you don't like to leave the house. When it comes to Saturdays in college, you want to be in the neighborhood. But if you're going out to watch, the best place to go watch football, bar or restaurant, give a little shout out. It's the breakfast cereal that makes you smile. Current or former overrated coach. And the best place to go watch football, bar or restaurant. 404-726-0929. 404-726-0929. I want you to hear this. I want to get your comments, Rusty. You and I are a lockstep in the notion of what the worst thing to happen is the wide open portal. The money's one thing. The NIL certainly was a long time coming to a lot of these kids, but the portal itself. Here is a coach that went out and beat Notre Dame last year in South Bend. This went viral this week, Thomas Hancock.
I enjoyed my college experience. I didn't get one dime, but the lessons I learned was more valuable than any money you can ever pay me. And I appreciate that because that is long term. People are losing the fact that this is short term. I coached in the National Football League for 5 years. 5 years. Don't lose focus of what the long term. Get your degree. Learn valuable lessons that's going to help you in the long term of your life. That's the whole purpose. This is a transition from being a kid to a grown up. And I hope people don't lose focus of that.
I think when these kids are constantly being told there's a better out, there's a better situation, there's more money, there's more playing time. In some cases, absolutely. You're a fourth-string quarterback and third, you want to play at some point in college. But understand what Rusty and I say. When you play 3 years at Michigan, 4 years at Michigan, 4 years at Purdue, 3 years at Georgia Tech, you have the world opened up to you. You have CEOs. You have business leaders. You have an alumni base. They don't want to hear, and they're not connected when you're, you know, you're not building any long-term, even for yourself, when you're at three different schools in 4 different years and you're in junior college and you're here in 3 years here. And I don't blame the kids because at 19 or 20, you got people in your ears. You got agents in your ears. Mm-hmm. You got other folks. So it's a long-term play. What do we always say? What's the next 50 years like?
I worry about 5 years from now when no one has a degree and nobody's in your DMs going, how good are you? You know, you were 19 years old, you made $125,000. Then you were 20 years old, you made $300,000. Then you were 21, you made $600,000, and you got cut a year in the league. You didn't save any of that money. You have no degree. And you call back to that guy that was your buddy. Hey, man.
You have no value.
I need some help.
Yeah.
Sorry, dude.
Yeah, that's a great way to put it. I like your numbers, too. You made 120, you made 315, and you made over 600.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
And you went three different places or not. You did not get a degree. You got your 2 years in the NFL. You're 23 years old.
Yep.
And who is hiring you?
And somebody's going to hire you for 60 with full benefits. You go, I can't live off that.
Yeah, I mean, it's just it's
worry about that.
And
man.
It's also knowing
don't matter that, the money. I'm glad. I just want people to understand. You be smart with it. Get your degree, and you got a great start on life.
Yeah, and by the way, the best of both worlds. Now you can get paid at that school, but you can also get a degree at that school. So mm-hmm. It's not the old way of saying, "Hey, that you know that scholarship's worth blah blah blah." Which I do believe that back in the day too. I do think it
still is.
Yeah. But,
still is. Did you see John Gruden talk about going when he walked up to the nutrition bar
at Georgia?
And he goes, "How in the hell could you not come to Georgia?" Mm. I mean, they come off the field and they have their protein shakes and they're waiting on. He goes like five different flavors.
Yeah, John Gruden was impressive. He's making his rounds. All right, let's do three strikes. Hey, Dave, give me a cereal that makes you smile.
It's got to be Applejack.
Oh, Applejack's is strong.
That's classic.
That's strong.
That is classic.
Current or former overrated coach?
My high school buddy, Mike Woodson.
Ah,
wow. Woody's a buddy of mine. I can't give you that. Hey, give
me my buddy too, Steak.
The best place to watch football, restaurant or bar? Where you're gonna go?
It's got to be Hooters. At Steak, my son, he plays pickleball with you, Dave P. from Indiana.
I hope I did okay with him.
He said you were impressive.
All right, that's good. I got a good report. Thumbs up. Hey, Chicago Fast, give me a cereal that makes you smile.
The cereal that makes me smile, man, Cocoa Puffs.
Oh, that's another guy, like Cocoa Krispies.
My dad loves some Cocoa Puffs.
Still?
Oh, dude, I guarantee you. If I touch this Cocoa Puff, you're talking about getting some belt.
Hey, current or former overrated coach?
Man, that crazy Chicago coach for the Bulls, Billy Donovan, overrated.
And the best place to watch football, bar or restaurant?
Sidebar ATL, Poplar Avenue, right off of Lucky Street, man. Three levels, man.
I like it. All right, Wendy, you better step up. We're giving you the final word. This is a huge thing for you. So give me this cereal that makes you smile.
Rice Krispies.
The current or former overrated coach?
Les Miles.
Ah.
Okay.
Okay.
Not bad there.
Look at Wendy.
Best place to go watch football for Wendy and her crew?
Taco Mac, baby.
There you go.
Raised right. I got 30 seconds of Wendy, and when she dug deep on that Les Miles, raise right.
She needed to. Although I wonder about that third one because, well, they need to step up their game. But whatever. Listen, Maybe they'll get a
To me, it has to be a bunch of TVs. You got to have a bunch of TVs.
Whitehall Tavern in Buckhead. That's a great spot.
Lunch there, yeah.
That's a really good spot.
Really good one. Hooters on Cumberland back in the day, I would go watch NFL there.
How about Hooters closing in Augusta? Talk about a dark day for John Daly.
John Daly lost.
Thanks, Bo. Thanks, Mike Conti. Rusty, I'm going to see you next week, I hope, right?
Yeah, I know you're busy. Tell me I was with you. Him next Friday. Are you out of town? You back on summer tour?
I don't know, dude.
I got to get a t-shirt from you. Like, Kenny Chesney's dates. Listen, it's Steak Shapiro summer.
I'm here all week with five different hosts. Don't even start. Thanks for making the steakhouse part of your day. Bye.
Sometimes historic events suck. But what shouldn't suck is learning about history. I do that through storytelling. History That Doesn't Suck is a chart-topping history-telling podcast chronicling the epic story of America decade by decade from the 18th century to the 20th. Original music and immersive sound design accompany us on our storytelling journey. Listen to and follow History That Doesn't Suck, an Odyssey podcast, available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.